This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We've got Discord as well. You can call in via the Discord on-air call-in line room and sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. The us tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Got big news regarding Defense Distributed. Cody Wilson, a place that you and I, Mark, have toured, actually, within the last year.
Yes, we have. We've been to Defense Distributed, undisclosed location, one that I could
It's in Austin.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it.
Sure. It's not exactly a big storefront or anything like that. It's just a warehouse where they're building stuff, manufacturing things. Manufacturing things to manufacture guns, basically. Manufacturing what they call the Ghost Gunner.
Yes.
And ultimately,
the Ghost Gunner is a little metal routing machine that will create an AR-15 lower. And an AR-15 lower is what the government calls the gun. Mm-hmm. The rest are just accessories that make the gun work or make the gun better or whatever it is. But the AR-15 lower is the gun. And they also have a version that will do 1911 pistols.
Yep, we're going to get deeper into that coming up here because there's been big news in his case, because he filed a lawsuit against the federal government after they attempted to restrict his freedom of speech, and we'll tell you more about that here in moments. But first, we go to the phones. Milton is on the line to start things out here tonight, because you can call in and bring up anything on your mind. Milton is watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Milton.
Hello. So I was wondering, because you may have heard about this, Ron Paul came under fire, I think, like a week ago, because he posted something about cultural Marxism on his Twitter, and then he posted an image which everybody said was racist. So
what?
Pretty much it was like Roseanne 2.0. But what I was wondering was because right after that, you know Reason TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Reason TV posted a tweet that said that, like, libertarians, like, even, like, talking about cultural Marxism was incompatible with the ideology, and I was wondering, do you agree with that? Do you think that it's incompatible with the idea, like even talking about it is like incompatible with the ideology of libertarianism?
Hold on, was your question, just to clarify, was your question, is talking about cultural Marxism incompatible with libertarianism? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what, because that was essentially what they were saying about on Reason.
Why would talking about anything be incompatible with libertarianism?
Yeah.
I mean, libertarians talk all the time about things. You know, they don't always agree on everything they talk about. So I don't even understand the question. Libertarianism is just the idea of following a non-aggression principle to say that it's not okay to use aggressive force against our peaceful neighbors in order to force them to do things that we want them to do or not do things that they don't, you know, that we don't want them to do. So using aggressive force is the problem. That's what libertarians would quibble about, and rightfully so. So, I mean, anybody can talk about whatever ideas they want to. There's no violation of libertarian principles there, which is why some people will get upset to say that, you know, and I haven't seen this cartoon yet. I did just try to search for it, and we'll take a closer look at
it. It appears to be a giant Soviet fist punching up Uncle Sam, which Uncle Sam probably needs, but it's the people who are giving it. And then there's these pictures, which are probably the racist part, which one of them looks like that classic Jew that's on the internet. And then, I don't know, there's different pictures. It's very small. I wish I could see it. It has been changed, so, you know, it's difficult.
According
to
an update, so these are the kind of classic offensive stereotype images of there's a yellow man, there's somebody with a hook nose, there's a black gentleman, and presumably a Hispanic, I'm guessing, is what the fourth person there is. But Ron Paul says apparently somebody on his staff had posted that cartoon on his social media that he did not make. And I suspected that Ron Paul wasn't actually posting to his own Twitter account.
Yeah,
he's in his 80s.
So I've got a better picture here, and it's definitely the classic Jew, and the black guy looks a little Sambo-y from my standpoint. And then, you know, maybe there's a Hispanic, and there's definitely a yellow man picture. I suppose a young person, maybe a person who's, you know, has some access to the Facebook feed, might not have known that these weren't actually historical figures. Right? Like, if this was a picture of Karl Marx and Idi Amin, as opposed to classic hook-nosed Jew guy and, you know, stereotypical, you know, 19th century black guy, if it was actual historical figures that they were putting here, it wouldn't be racist, but here they're, you know, they're throwing up stereotypes.
Yeah, these are the kind of classic images of racial stereotypes. So, yeah, I can definitely see why somebody would find this offensive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And but regardless, you know, the question about is this related in any way to libertarianism or should libertarians be able to talk about things? Of course, people should be able to talk about things, and you don't have to hold a particular position to be a libertarian. So, for instance, even some very offensive people like, you know, Christopher Cantwell in the past had described himself as a libertarian. And, you know, libertarianism is just a prescription against the use of aggressive force. That doesn't mean that, you know, there's a prohibition on being an a-hole. Now, I think that that's why the non-aggression principle isn't good enough. It's just one base rule for the way society ought to exist. But you still have to treat people nice and treat people with respect, in my opinion, and treat people as individuals and not judge people based on their skin color. So somebody can be a racist and a libertarian at the same time, but they're just a gross libertarian.
Right. And in the future, when we're dealing with a future world where libertarianism, as we understand it, the non-aggression principle, the principle that you shouldn't use force or fraud, you should not initiate force or fraud in any kind of circumstance, that's just supposed to be a baseline. And, you know, I'll say it here, I've said it a few times, I'm careful with the way I say it, but it's a baseline that is to prevent, it's the baseline on whether or not you should shoot somebody, right? I mean, ultimately, if somebody uses aggressive force against you, yours, or other people who have enlisted you as their agent, then, you know, that, to me, in a world a world devoid of the state, the state is an organization that claims the monopoly on violence. They decide who gets to use it and who doesn't. They decide what is just and what isn't. They redefine, they pervert terms like justice. And so in a world where people understood what the non-aggression principle was, we would still have a huge variety of what people thought. They just wouldn't accept the notion that using violence against people is acceptable.
Right. So, Milton, your thoughts?
I totally agree, and I was confused as to why, you know, Reason would say that, since, I mean, pretty much, you know, having a conversation about really any issue really doesn't violate the non-aggression principle. I just pulled up what the article said. The article, I think the headline of the article says, why an attack on quote-unquote cultural Marxism isn't compatible with a fight for liberty. That was what they said, quote.
Okay. I'd have to look at it. I haven't read the article. I am interested. But I also don't know exactly what people, like, cultural Marxism is a buzzword, a buzz term in this case.
I couldn't even tell you what it means.
Right. It means to people whatever it means to people. So, you know, what I define it as is basically leftist, you know, progressivism in the area of social change. So the acceptance of different cultures, the acceptance of...
I'm okay with that.
Well, you know, I'm sort of in the middle. I believe that there are good cultures and bad cultures, and we can look at them and see the results. You know, you can look at it like some cultural beliefs are going to work and some aren't. Let's look at polygamy, for example. Polygamy is going to leave unattached many males in society. Those males are not going to have the tempering force of a female in their life. They're going to commit violence and, you know, go work in the army and do
not
all kinds of things.
Not if there's legal prostitution.
Just saying.
Yeah.
This is what this is a belief, right? Like, so I'm not entirely.
But there's a difference between having an opinion about a culture
yeah.
and, you know, you use the word accept. Now, again, you were just throwing out a definition. We don't know what cultural Marxism's exact definition is. But if you're just talking about accepting that other cultures exist and that's okay, then that's okay. If people want to be polygamous, that's okay.
Well, people have all kinds of inefficient thoughts about life.
Whatever.
And I don't go around wagging my finger at them all the time.
Hey, Milton, thanks for the call. Thanks for bringing up the issue. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Also, we'll give you the latest on what's happening with Defense Distributed's Cody Wilson and 3D gun printing. Coming up.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free.
take control of the airwaves, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, did you find a definition of cultural Marxism that you wanted to share on the air with us?
I was just reading the Ron Paul, the reason thing here on Ron Paul, and it says... I wasn't prepared for this.
That's okay. I got it right. You brought it up during the break, so I thought maybe you wanted to say it on the air.
Or bringing up the bugaboo of cultural Marxism, a vague conspiratorial theory that roughly claims that various changes in Western cultural character and traditions over the past 70 years or so are the deliberate result of Marxists' attempts to bring down liberty and impose communism. So I guess I kind of believe that there have been some changes in Western culture over the last 70 years. I mean, who wouldn't believe that?
Uh-huh.
As
but
to
give the credit to all bunch of Marxists?
Right. I mean, you know, these people are busy trying to salvage their stupid economic stuff. I wouldn't say that. Once we get into the John Birch Society, claims that there's this nefarious group and all that stuff, you have lost me. I'm just not that interested in the concept anymore. I am willing to say that I am chauvinist towards Western culture. I like it, and I tend to think that in many cases it's been pretty successful. However, I think, like any culture, it can use some tweaking. The other cultures out there are the only places I know to go look for these tweaks.
So chauvinist, is that the word you really meant to use? Blindly patriotic?
Chauvinist is, yeah, like I default to Western culture because that's the one I was raised in. I'm not a fool. I understand where I stand.
Okay.
I'm willing to look at other results, but I default to Western culture, and I tend to think, I get it. But, and I would love to have this question answered. What is culture? I'm just not sure what people mean when they say culture, because I find culture these days to
hard
be...
hard to nail it down, isn't it?
It's really, really difficult. So there is a definition. Historically, culture means language and religion. So you could be in the same place, speak the same language, but not have the same religion, then you don't have to share the culture. So geography is an aspect. Generally, I would suppose that the complexion of your skin is kind of matters, like the color of your hair. Red hair was meaningful as to whether or not, paternity. Many times red hair would be used as a question of paternity. So I think that the way people look...
Culture. Let me give you some definitions here. The quality in a person or society that arises from a concern for what is regarded as excellence in arts, letters, manners, scholarly pursuits, etc. So that's more of like a person who is cultured in these sorts of things. But going on, skipping past those related definitions... Here's the generic one for culture of society. The behaviors and beliefs characteristic of a particular social, ethnic, or age group, i.e. the youth culture, the drug culture. But of course, within a youth culture, there's, 100 different subcultures.
Right.
There's the goths, there's the emos, there's the, fill in the blank.
So when one uses the term culture and says... I want to protect American culture.
It's meaningless.
Well, that's what I think, but I think that, Free Talk Live is about people being able to call in and give their opinion on that subject.
Well, unless you want to define American culture as, basically the freedom to have whatever culture you want, purportedly. I mean, that would be the ideal, right, of America, is that you should be free to pursue your liberty and your interests and that kind of thing and gather together with other like-minded people in a voluntary society of those people who share your cultural beliefs.
A vaguely more capitalistic understanding of the world than the one that's purported by other, sort of...
You're talking about an ideal culture? Because there's plenty of not-so-capitalist people in the United States.
I understand that, but what we're talking about, culture refers to history. It does not refer to future. And so,
doesn't it refer to right now?
No, it doesn't, because it has to do with
history. Well, people want to protect their culture. They want to protect something that they presume exists, right?
It exists, but it only exists because of what you are. It is a current manifestation of history to some extent.
Mm.
So the United States has a more capitalistic culture than many European countries and that sort of thing. I can see what people are, if that's what you're talking about, cool, fine, whatever. doesn't matter to me. I like that more so than I like what goes on in other European countries. Sure.
Well, I think that the wider this culture concept becomes, the more just completely useless the idea is.
I mean, oh yeah, when people use
American culture,
right, people will use it to the point that it no longer has a definition, mm-hmm. and that gets very difficult. Like, we need to bring this back in. Michael Savage always talking about language, culture, and borders. He doesn't like. I have never heard one time him to sit
define
down
culture.
And discuss what is culture,
mm-hmm.
and to any satisfying extent, and. Lots of people use this. It's a great buzzword. Language, culture, and borders. Language, culture, borders.
Yeah.
You can shove that home. That's something that people can chant. Yes, language, culture, borders. But, you know, the borders of the United States are historically porous. That this whole, you know, border patrol stuff is new. The language in the United States has never been set. Never has there been a national language, and New Mexico's constitution's written in two languages. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, I just don't think that you can define a culture based on arbitrary geographic boundaries necessarily, because there's always going to be, you know, different people within those geographic
especially
boundaries.
Especially large boundaries.
The larger that it is, the more absurd it becomes. But even just thinking all the way down to the boundaries of Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. I mean, is there a New Hampshire culture? No. I mean, you could make a general statement that New Hampshire people tend to be more X, Y, or Z. Like, they're more independent. They're more likely to support freedom.
But
you
Keene
know,
people are less likely to do those things. You just said
And
Keene.
There's plenty of not-so-freedom-friendly people in New Hampshire. They came from Massachusetts. They came from Vermont, whatever. So, you know, you can't define a culture based on a map. You certainly can't do it to the United States. You can't do it to New Hampshire. You can't even do it to Keene, New Hampshire, this tiny little town of, you know, 23,000 people. There are a variety of different cultures that are here, different interests
you say
and groups.
That there is an observable difference in culture between, say, Keene, New Hampshire and
San Francisco?
Lancaster, New Hampshire. Wouldn't you say that?
Sure. You can see more. It's not an observable difference in the culture of the town necessarily, but you can observe things about the individuals. And
sure.
You can say there are different cultures or groups or whatever within this particular geographic landmass. Like, I see more people in Lancaster, which is in the northern part of the state. For listeners who don't know, it's a little town of, what, 2,000, 2,500 or something.
That's where the Porcupine Freedom Festival
and
Forkfest are.
Whenever I'm there, I notice there's a whole lot more bearded men riding ATVs, you know, you see that in the streets.
Right.
You don't see that in Keene, New Hampshire, where it's
And they're
a
likely to be
town.
Open carrying a gun.
I didn't happen to notice that, but yes, it would be more likely in a place like that. But open carry happens here in
yep,
Keene
sure
as well.
Does.
It happens all across New Hampshire. Does that mean New Hampshire has a gun culture? Well, I mean, I would say that New Hampshireites tend to be raised around guns. Even the Democrats here tend to be more friendly towards them. But ultimately, it's, again, just being so wide, casting that net, it just doesn't make any... It means nothing to me. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The more you can drill down, the better defined a culture can become. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. At least that's how I feel about it. What about you? You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. On the way, the 3D gun printing case. There's some pretty interesting news, and we're going to share that with you. And then also, Donald Trump makes another pardon. We'll tell you who received it. It's Free Talk Live.
90% of Americans say saving for retirement is one of their most important financial obligations, and more than 80% admit that they could have saved more. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
Having debt, not earning enough, and unexpected expenses remain the biggest reasons why Americans don't save more for retirement. And when it comes to actually putting money away, they gave themselves an average grade of C+.
For more results, visit AmericanCentury.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You have
USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Big news to share from the case of Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed. That's what we're going to jump into next here. But speaking of defense, it would really help if you had cameras at your house to defend your house if indeed somebody attempts to take something from it or break in and do who knows what. Because if you've got the Blink Home security system, your house has a little bit more defense than it did previously. And it will send you the video clips of the things that happen in front of the Blink Home security cameras to whatever device it is that you've got the Blink app installed on. And so wherever you happen to be in the world, presuming you have an internet connection, you'll know what's going on at home if you've got the Blink Home security system installed. And it's super easy to do that because it's wireless. The cameras themselves are wireless. You just unbox, you put the batteries in the cameras, and then just put them up wherever you want them. If you need to move them around, no problem. Get a better angle, no big deal. You don't have to run a bunch of wires around. So it's super easy. And I don't think it could get any easier. I've been through the process of setting this thing up, and I was thinking, you know, is there any other way this could be done that could be any easier? I don't think so. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get your Blink Home security system at 15% off the already surprisingly affordable prices.
It's very affordable. Basically, home security has been brought to the masses.
Yeah, for sure.
More or less. You know, if you want home security, you can put aside this amount of money. It is small.
Amazon liked it so much they bought the company.
Yeah.
linkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Here's this story here. By the way, there's a very, very lengthy, detailed version of this at Wired.com by Andy Greenberg. That's the same guy who wrote all the articles about the Silk Road case back in the day. He's a great writer. So I'm not going to share that one because it's way too detailed. This one is Brian Doherty at Hit and Run blog on Reason.com. The Justice Department has reached a settlement with the Second Amendment Foundation and Defense Distributed, a collective that organizes, promotes, and distributes technologies to help home gun makers. Under the agreement, which resolved a suit filed by the two groups in 2015, Americans may, quote, access, discuss, use, reproduce, or otherwise benefit from the technical data, unquote, that the government had previously ordered Defense Distributed to cease distributing. Before this, the feds had insisted that Defense Distributed's gun-making files violate the munitions export rules embedded in the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, also known as ITAR. So, essentially, what the government tried to say here, for listeners who are unfamiliar with this story, because it's an important story.
Yeah, it's very important from sort of a philosophical and
this is a free speech.
Standpoint. Yeah,
not only freedom of your right to bear arms, but the freedom of speech. Because ultimately, what we're talking about is 3D printing guns. Here, it was Cody Wilson, this guy from Austin, Texas, who came out with the what they call the Liberator. This was the world's first 3D printed gun.
Yep.
And it was really like a one-shot kind of gun. You're not supposed to fire it more than one time, otherwise it could blow up in your hand, that kind of thing. It's not exactly
safe.
Although
the one that I've seen has already been fired twice.
No doubt. Just saying, that's what I've heard, Mark, is that you're not supposed to fire it more than once.
Right. There's a World War II gun called the Liberator, yeah. And it was basically for assassinations in Vichy, France, and the intention was to take down Nazi officers, that somebody would sacrifice themselves, presumably, to take down a Nazi officer with one of these things. So they were dropped all over the place, and I don't know that they were ever used successfully, but they were an interesting idea.
Right. So he came out with that, and then the next thing that he did that made big headlines was this ghost gunner, which you described earlier. It essentially assists in creating from scratch, basically, a gun without any kind of trace. You know, you put the parts in and or the metal or whatever. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
It's a little router, and it makes the parts that you have to, that are called a gun by the government. Yeah. It makes those parts.
Right. Normally, you'd have to buy them from somebody. But
and
in
you
this
have
case,
to buy in this case, you have to buy accessories, mm-hmm. but the accessories aren't guns,
legally.
So they don't have the all the problems.
No tracking,
and this
no
just
forms.
Blows away every would-be high school student that wants to run for office and say, we got to do something about
yeah.
school shootings, because you know it doesn't have to do with to whom we sell guns anymore. Now any lunatic that can put together the the course of action to buy a ghost gunner can,
which is what, a few grand or something. It's not that expensive.
I think it's like $1,700.
Yeah. I remember we were talking with we were at Defense Distributed in Austin earlier this year.
I've got pictures to prove it.
Yeah, we were talking with Cody Wilson, and he was telling us that these things are very affordable, and essentially as soon as you print your first gun or two, it's paid for itself.
It pays for itself. So, this person can arm up with as many AR-15s.
You could arm an army with, a few of these machines.
Yes, you have some time, you can make your own militia.
Yeah. And nobody would know. There would be no government files. There would be no ATF forms. There would be none of the crap that you have to, all these hoops you got to jump through to buy a gun legally at the store. You don't have to do that with the ghost gunner. So as you can imagine, this makes some people very, very angry. And so what he did was he put out these files, these 3D printing files on the internet.
Right, so you can make these lowers rather than having to you get them from other people. Like, now he can distribute them. So here's what happened. It's like the barber.
They came at him.
It's like the Streisand effect. So he releases them, somebody downloads them, and then that person releases them, and then, then more people release them, and it just keeps on going and going and going. So
right.
The government went after Cody Wilson because he was the first, and
right.
he's the most boisterous. But
they
couldn't stop this.
Right.
This was only a court case to see whether or not they were allowed to stop him.
Well, they went after him and stopped him. So, because they basically put an injunction in against him saying, you cannot distribute this because it violates the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. And their argument was basically, well, we're the government, and yeah, you're supposed to have freedom of speech. Yeah, yeah, it says that in the Constitution. But this is an overriding governmental interest because we can't allow the, you know, ISIS or any of the other world bad guys to get their hands on gun printing abilities. So that's what their argument was. Well, you could speak this, Cody, if you wanted to your neighbors here in America. But you can't just put this on the internet. You can share a file directly with somebody in your office. You can't just put this on the internet because then evil, bad terrorist people could get their hands on these files. That was their argument. And he countersued saying this is freedom of speech, and that's what we're going to get into here.
Yeah.
So according to his suit, they claimed that this was censorship of the plaintiff's speech, since the files in question consist of computer code and thus count as expression. It also argued that the, quote, ad hoc, informal, and arbitrary manner in which that scheme is applied violate the First, Second, and Fifth Amendments. The second, because the information in the computer files implicates weapons possession rights. In what's a very unusual move in ITAR actions, the government will pay more than $39,000 of the plaintiff's legal and administrative fees. So again, they settled this case. Cody Wilson, and it's interesting that they're actually saying what the settlement is, right? Because a lot of times settlements, can't talk about this. It's one of the terms. The plaintiffs, so they'll pay more than $39,000 of legal fees. Cody Wilson, the chieftain of Defense Distributed, told Wired that this is only about 10%, though, of what they've actually spent on attorneys. That Wired story is mostly devoted to scaring the reader about what a world in which people are freer to use computer files to make weapons at home might mean. Wilson is open
it
that
it might mean all kinds of things. One of the things it might mean is that, you know, governments around the world that currently have acted with impunity, that have
oppressing their people, you mean?
Well, they've done whatever the hell they want, and oppressing people has long been the hobby of governments. You know, when they're not wiping them out in genocidal mass killings, they're just oppressing them. That's what governments have done. We've got 9,000 years to kind of take a look. And there's always the, you know, the moving them from their homeland. There's a few different varieties of how this is looked. But, you know, if some people in their country can come up with some guns that, you know, are off the record or whatever, and use them, maybe it'll stop some governments from doing some bad things. At least that's the concept behind the Second Amendment, right?
Mm-hmm.
A group of people so angry with their government, they shot them center of mass, wanted to institute the ability to do that to themselves.
That at some level, it keeps them in check, although arguably it hasn't done that much.
I would agree.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More on this case, because this is really good news, and it's a pleasant surprise. More coming up here. This is free. Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll-free, bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom of speech, the freedom of speech to share gun information, specifically plans to build guns, specifically 3D printable plans to build guns, is what the federal government wanted to stop Defense Distributed from distributing on their website, to where anybody in anywhere in the world can download these 3D printable gun plans. They can purchase one of these ghost gunners, these hardware, basically printing, manufacturing devices from Defense Distributed, and then build their own guns from scratch, essentially, without any trace, hence the name Ghost Gunner. And they've won now in a court settlement, where not only will Defense Distributed be receiving more than $39,000 to cover some of his legal fees, although he says that's only about 10% of what they've spent on this, they're also allowing him at this point to distribute those files. More from the story here at Reason.com. Also, want to make sure you know about our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a satellite fundraiser that's going on, and I don't talk a whole lot about it, but it's there. It's our Patreon for satellite supporters, people that like the idea that we're getting the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency on free-to-air satellite across the world in sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. If you want to help support that mission to reach all kinds of people around the globe with the ideas of freedom, then please go to patreon.lrn.fm, and you can support us there for $2 a month or more if you like, and we appreciate that. So once again, that's patreon.lrn.fm. As we go to more here from Reason.com about the Defense Distributed case, the Wired story they say here is... they claim trying to scare the reader about a scary world in which people can just, you know, print whatever guns they want. And Wilson, Cody Wilson, who's the guy behind Defense Distributed, is open that as far as he's concerned, he's now killed the cause of gun control by popularizing the home construction of weapons via computer instructions.
It's a bold claim. Like, gun control is dead.
It's over.
It's a bold claim, but it is not entirely unfounded.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not everybody is going to get into this particular hobby, but this
it's
is
like
a
saying
big
that
loophole. That
now
which,
that you can grow marijuana legally at your house, the drug war is over. I mean,
yeah,
you know, but
the government's still going to go on enforcing their stupid gun control laws. But ultimately, at this point, anyone who wants a gun can get one.
Badly enough, yeah.
Anyone who wants a gun completely untraceable can get one. So, going on here, the Wired also speculates that the settlement is some kind of a Trump administration bending over backwards to satisfy a Second Amendment constituency. Alan Gura, one of the lawyers on the plaintiff's side, and the attorney who won both the 2008 Heller case and 2010's McDonald, two major Supreme Court victories for gun rights, disagrees, noting the administration's record in other ongoing Second Amendment cases. Quote, "This administration maintained the Obama Department of Justice cert petition in binder up, which was denied 7-2, and has consistently opposed all other as-applied Second Amendment challenges, including Cantor, Hatfield, Medina." These are cases I don't know, and probably you don't either. And then he cites more. He says they've also continued defending the appeal in Mance regarding gun purchases across state lines, and they had over a year to change their mind, see the light, and admit that the district court was right, but they stuck to their appeal, which unfortunately they won, and we're defending against the currently pending en banc petition. There are other cases they defend, some, of course, less meritorious, but any notion that Trump is pro-gun and having the Department of Justice roll over would be fantasy. So essentially he's citing these multiple cases saying the Department of Justice has been going whole hog trying to restrict gun rights, even under Trump. That's what all those words essentially meant. The more likely factor behind the settlement, he believes, is that the government, quote, realized that not a single Fifth Circuit judge offered that they were likely to succeed on the merits. To the contrary, the centerpiece of their victory was that they could somehow avoid the merits. When they could avoid the merits no longer, suddenly the national security threat faded away. In the press release, the Second Amendment Foundation notes its favorite aspect of this settlement. Quote, "Significantly, the government expressly acknowledges that non-automatic firearms up to 50 caliber, including modern semi-auto sporting rifles such as the popular AR-15 and similar firearms, are not inherently military." Quote,
I do like that. I don't like using the term non-automatic because a semi-automatic is automatic. Like,
no, it's not. It's a semi-automatic.
Yeah, that,
it only fires as often as you pull the trigger.
Agreed, but it does so automatically. It's an automatic. Not in the same way, but it's
if still, by automatic you mean that when you pull the trigger, the slide
automatically feeds another bullet into,
yeah,
you know, the
I guess that's just probably not the definition of automatic legally, Mark. So,
I don't know what the definition of automatic is legally.
I mean, I don't know either, but my understanding has always been that an automatic is when you hold a trigger down, it will continue to fire until the magazine is empty. That is what an automatic will do.
That's what
it will automatically process through.
Yeah, that's what an automatic is, but
yeah.
A non-automatic would, to me, suggest non-semi-automatic, too.
Okay. So, anyway, that was just the Second Amendment Foundation's interpretation of this quote.
And it's all opinions.
Quote, not only is this a First Amendment victory for... Oh, sorry, this is Second Amendment founder, Vice President Alan Gottlieb. He wrote, not only is this a First Amendment victory for free speech, it's also a devastating blow to the gun prohibition lobby. For years, anti-gunners have contended that modern semi-automatic sport utility rifles are so-called weapons of war. And with this settlement, the government has acknowledged they are nothing of the sort. Under this settlement, Gottlieb continued, he said the government will draft and purchase, and pursue regulatory amendments that eliminate ITAR control over the technical information at the center of this case. They will transfer export jurisdiction to the Commerce Department, which does not impose prior restraint on public speech. That will allow Defense Distributed and the Second Amendment Foundation to publish information about 3D technology. Unquote. Since this is a settlement, writes Reason.com, and not a victory on the merits in the court, the government is still officially insisting their actions didn't violate any rights. But an optimistic Gura thinks the courts might remember this episode the next time the government offers up a spurious national security claim. The government says the removal of these legal restrictions will be announced by July 27th on the Director of the Defense Trade Controls website. In return for that action, the plaintiffs agreed to drop the lawsuit. Case closed.
It's unequivocal victory.
Kudos to Cody Wilson and his attorneys for taking this case on. It was years in the making, started back in 2015. Very, very costly. He said about $400,000 spent in legal fees, attorney's fees, and all that. The government's only going to cut them a $40,000 check, basically. So they're still in the hole quite a bit on this.
Yeah, I hope some people give them some money, but I hope people have been giving them money all along, honestly.
Yeah, so if you've been, you know, waiting for your opportunity to dig deeper into this world of 3D printed guns because you were afraid of, you know, government prosecution or whatever, well, looks like there's some pretty good news in this field.
There's a huge community already of people who are putting their own stuff together because they've only gone after Wilson.
Oh, they're backed up with orders.
Yeah.
When we were at the manufacturing facility.
I don't want to advertise. I got too many.
Right. You didn't want to advertise on Free Talk Live. Yeah. They can barely fill the orders that they're receiving there. So
it's a nice problem to have.
It is a problem, a good problem to have. And it does show that there is a large amount of interest in this. And so anyway, that's great news. I'm glad to see it. Kudos to, you know, this particular court for allowing the settlement to, you know, go through assets. So if you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's a place in the world where people really could use a ghost gunner, and that would be Venezuela, or maybe a handful of ghost gunners in Venezuela.
What do you think you'd do with all the AR-15s you needed in Venezuela?
We obviously would have to acquire the ammunition as well. You can't ghost gun that yet.
What would you do then?
Well, personally, I don't believe in violence necessarily, but ultimately the Venezuelan government is a violent, terrible government that is currently basically starving its people to death through the process of hyperinflation. And at some point, they need to be displaced. They need to be run out of office. The Maduro, the president of the country, needs to no longer be the president of that country. Now, if the people of Venezuela had access to weapons, they would better be able to not only defend themselves against the ongoing marauders in that that place.
There's a lot of there was fighting in the streets. The reason there was fighting in the streets is a lot of the people in Venezuela like what Maduro is doing. Now, I'm not saying they're majority. But, you know, ultimately, you got the right people have to have the guns, mm-hmm. not everybody having to have the guns. You understand?
Well, you don't get to choose.
You don't.
So right now, the government has the guns, and the government's goons have the guns.
Yep, governments always have the guns.
So more regular people need to have guns in a place like Venezuela, in my opinion. And that's something that the ghost gunner can help make possible, as you were alluding to earlier, Mark, that people in countries that are being oppressed can just get one of these ghost gunners. Now, of course, can they import that? I don't know. But I suspect Cody has the plans for the ghost gunner available as well, because that just seems to be the kind of guy he would be, right? Like, yeah, we'll build this for you, but if you want to build your own ghost gunner, you know, if you're in Iran or something like that, you're in some place where you can't ship a thing from the United States, then I suspect he's doing that too. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.